The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Fresh back from his travels to Euro Disney and to Japan.
Oh, Lewis. Come, let's not talk of those things now. Yes, here I am, all in effect.
Okay, now you want to talk about Sirens, which is on Netflix, a short enough series.
This is bizarre because I come in here all the time bemoaning to you, this is too long and they're anting up for a second season. They really don't need one. This actually left me going, I wish there was another episode in this and I hope there's a second season. Have you watched some of it?
I have, and I just love the conceit. It's a bit like A Perfect Couple, isn't it?
To an extent, I would suggest slightly better, if I may be so bold. In case you don't know, we better tell people what we're talking about. We have two sisters, the DeWitt sisters. Devon, played by the brilliant Megan Fahey, has been raising, we find out in retrospect, her younger sister. She dropped out of college to raise her younger sister, Simone, because their mother died and her father was deeply problematic kind of fellow. And when we meet her, she's desperately trying to get in touch with her sister, Simone, who is living on this like Nantucket-like island. Mm. And she is the PA to Julianne Moore, who is bizarre. She's looks beautiful, if we can still say that in the parlance of the day. Yet she seems to be the head of almost a cult of sorts. Yeah. She's saving raptors, as in birds of prey. And she's all these people who adore her. She's like a Stepford wife. She's married to Kevin Bacon, who's brilliant. He's just playing Kevin Bacon again, but he's no argument with that.
And he's a very wealthy guy, which allows
incredibly
for this
wealthy
private zoo to be assembled.
Yeah.
And he was married before.
Yes, and there was talk that something may have happened to his first wife. Maybe a bird knocked her off a cliff. Nobody actually knows. But at the heart of the drama is two sisters, and Simone and Devon, the DeWitt sisters. And here, so Devon arrives on this island, basically saying to her sister, what on earth are you doing here? The reason why she's so annoyed is when she wrote to her sister or text her saying, Dad's really bad, you need to come home, she sent a fruit basket. So this is their first meeting.
You are always working.
Yes.
You've been sending me to voicemail for months.
Yes, it's the high season.
What the hell is a high season?
It's when society is here, like summering. Who are you?
Devon.
No, seriously.
You're dressed like a doily. Where are your tattoos?
I removed them.
Our matching sister tattoo?
It was trashy.
It was trashy?
And your face is weird too, isn't it?
Did you do something to your face?
No.
Oh my God. You got a nose job?
No, I...
When did you get a nose job?
Okay, I fixed my deviated septum back in April. Kiki has a guy.
The f*** is Kiki?
Oh, Michaela. She's my boss. I get to call her Kiki, which is it's a really special honor.
Dressed like a doily.
Yeah.
It is just so, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And they actually, Simone, they hate her. All the people who work for Kiki as well, because she's reeling it, lording it over them. And she has a special place in Kiki's heart. She's her PA, but she does all sorts of stuff that a normal PA shouldn't do, which includes sending erotic texts on her behalf to the aforementioned Kevin Bacon husband. So why don't I give you a little flavor of their very strange relationship?
We should sext Peter, let him know I'm looking forward to some husband and wife time tonight.
Okay, good idea.
Hot, literally so hot.
Literally a goddess.
Aw, come on, don't.
No, you are. We have a few time-sensitive things for when we're back.
Like?
Last-minute gala RSVPs. I did a pass on our revised seating chart.
What's the head count?
110. And John Legend agreed to do a short set for such a good cause.
Excellent.
We need to write my gala toast.
Oh, done. It's in your cloud.
What would I do without you? You would hire a new assistant?
No, I wouldn't. You're irreplaceable. And I don't want to imagine a world without you in it with me. Me neither, Kiki.
No. Devon.
Yeah.
Is so flaky. It's great.
Incredibly flaky. She's had a very tough life. They both have in some sort of ways. And when we meet Devon first, let's just say she gets over some of the darkness in her life by going to bed with strangers. And she does a lot of that in the first few episodes. But what I really like about the show is it slowly reveals what may have gone on in their lives. And it deepens this sister's relationship, the two of them, and why there's a power play, why they love each other, but there's also that vulgar heat of jealousy, as Proust says, if I may be so pretentious, at this hour of the morning. And what it also does is it kind of dovetails then with Kevin Bacon and Kiki's relationship and what might be going on there, and him flying around in private jets and why he's actually doing that. Someone said to me on the way in, is this a comedy or a drama? Or what is it? And I think it's all of those things.
It certainly makes you laugh.
It certainly makes you laugh. But as the show goes on, it gets pleasingly dark and human and goes in all sorts of interesting ways while retaining the kind of madness of this strange, almost cult leader, you know?
Yeah. Now, Julianne Moore, superb. Oh. I mean, she's not a person you like.
No, and she's one of the greatest living actresses. She's in a movie this week called Echo Valley, as it happens, that's out on Apple TV, and she's terrific in it as well. She is simply one of the greatest living actresses. She can do anything. She's horrible in this. You really, really don't like her. However, stick with it, because I watched all five very quickly. You may get to a point where you like her slightly more, and I don't want to give any kind of spoiler, you know. It's based on a play, which is interesting, not a book. I assumed it was a book, but it's based on a play, and the writer of the series is the same lady who wrote the play. So there's rich pickings in it, and there's a lot of, I'm having a pretentious morning, but there's a lot of Greek mythology in it.
Explain.
Well, sirens, that goes back to a Greek term. Really, the sister's drama is very kind of like something out of Antipodean times, or something Shakespeare might write about, or the Greeks might write about. Like, it has a real kind of play structure to it as well, as it goes on. It's quite a lurid show. It really is.
There's one remark there that you played in that speech about the doily. You know, you got rid of our sister's tattoo.
Yeah, I know.
That's kind of cruel, isn't it?
It is. And there are heartbreaking moments in it as well. And what drove these two sisters to where they are can be quite poignant in it as well as the humour. So I thought this was great. This was a breath of fresh air for me. And I always like to give opinion. The current Mrs. Fardy watched it all with me and loved it as well. So that's two great.
That's two votes. Yeah. Okay, we'll endorse that one. What have you got on Screen Time this week?
There's an odd dovetailing of events in this week's Screen Time. There's a lot of crazed animals on it, because I'm talking to the man who was Steven Spielberg's chief dinosaur consultant on Jurassic Park, a man called Don Lessing, who actually has a dinosaur named after him. We're looking at the 50th anniversary of Jaws, which never should have been a hit. And then we're also reviewing How to Train Your Dragon. So there's a lot of animals on the show this week.
Very good. John Fardy, a presenter of Screen Time, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.